Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Our democracy works best when people are engaged in the process, when Iowans have an opportunity to speak out, to vote, to participate in choosing the people who make our laws, who run our country. In 1993, Congress passed the National Voter Registration Act with bipartisan support from Iowa's federal delegation. This bill is the reason that when you go to the DMV, they ask you whether you'd like to register to vote. The bill also requires that when Iowans interact with Medicaid, every time they register or re-register, that they be offered a chance to register to vote. This is a crucial piece of making sure that all Iowans, even those from disadvantaged backgrounds, are included in our voting process. Unfortunately, as Iowa Capital Dispatch reported in January, Iowa is failing to comply with this law. We're failing to engage the people who most need it in our process. During the last election cycle, 2021-2022, Iowa registered 1,222 people through public assistance programs. Compare that to Kentucky, which has about 1 million more people than Iowa and registered 88,000 people. 88,000. 0.1% of new voter registration applications in Iowa came from these public assistance programs, compared to a nationwide average of 3%. We are doing 30 times worse on complying with this law than the average state. You might wonder why we're doing so poorly. I looked into it. Iowa's Medicaid application is 27 pages long. Rather than including a voter registration form in the packet, at the bottom of page 16, the packet includes one sentence and a link to the voter registration form. This is printed out. An Iowan would have to type in the 46-character link to their computer, https://, and then print it out. This is unlikely to register voters, and states with similar policies have been found in lawsuits to be out of compliance with the NVRA. I've had the opportunity to meet with the department director and discuss this issue over 2.5 months ago, yet no progress has been made. Iowans are facing down one of the most important elections in American history, and they are being denied their federal right to register to vote. The Department of Health and Human Services can and must do better. We cannot wait one more day for voting rights.